You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey y'all, what's up? Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. I am your host, Fun Strong James, and it is another beautiful Saturday morning, and I'm so excited that I get to bring to you all my conversation with God. And speaking of conversation, today's conversation and title of the podcast and blog is called Wise Conversations. So I want you to go grab your Bible real quick and strap in, and I want you to take a listen at how the Holy Spirit used the book of Proverbs to have a conversation with me this morning. Let's do it. So this morning's conversation from God came from the scriptural surprise. Yes, I did the scriptural surprise, which is where I just randomly opened my Bible and I landed in the book of Proverbs. And you know, right before I opened my Bible, I really was like, Lord, give me a word today. Give me an encouraging word today. Like, I was really intentional about, like, Lord, give me a really encouraging word. And for me to turn to the book of Proverbs, I know the Holy Spirit was like, oh, I got a lot of encouraging words for you. Not just encouraging words, but wisdom for you. I have a lot of wise, encouraging words for you, because the book of Proverbs is a book about wisdom. You know, oftentimes in life, we are trying to figure out what to do next, you know, how to handle a situation in our lives. Who do we run to? I don't know why the song, who can I run to fill this empty space with laughter? I don't even remember the song, but it was like from 1995, SWV had a song called Who Can I Run To? And when I said, we run to our family, that's what made that song just drop in my spirit. But we run to talk to our family, you know, when we're trying to figure out what to do or how to handle a situation, we run to our friends. And sometimes we even run to strangers, you know, truth be told. And strangers is defined as folks we don't even really know. You know, like you might talk to somebody at the grocery store and you don't really even know them, but you find yourself talking to them. Or even a person, you know, at your job, or just a random person, your neighbor, just anybody that you, they're really considered a stranger because you don't really know them. But we will share all our business with people we don't really know. And a lot of times we do that because we feel like we won't be judged by the stranger. We won't be judged by this person we don't know. But the problem is when you're talking to somebody that you don't know who they follow. You don't know where their thoughts are going to come from. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know if this person is a wise person. You don't know if this person is a follower of Jesus. You don't know any of that. And sometimes we release information or release our situations on people who we really don't even know. But today I want to share with you some of the highlights the Holy Spirit illuminated to me during our conversation this morning. One thing I know for sure, spending time in the book of Proverbs, y'all, is definitely going to give you so much insight on how to live your life. It's actually one of the books that's recommended in the Bible when you first start reading the Bible and studying the Bible. A lot of people refer to the book of Proverbs as a good starter place. And now I really see why. Because Proverbs covers everything. Okay, Proverbs covers how to relate to God. Proverbs talks about money, marriage. Proverbs talks about friends, how to parent. I mean, these are all the things that we are always trying to figure out anyway. And it's right here in the book of Proverbs. But the enemy doesn't want you to know that. And now that you know it, he doesn't want you to read it. And then after you read it, he will do his best to try to counter or present the opposite. Like you read something and then you see the opposite of that thing that you've read and studied and know that that's a promise of the Lord, but you see the opposite in your life. And so the enemy wants to distract you with the opposite thing or distract you, period, just so you can not even remember what you just read, like to try to steal that from your mindset. And so we definitely bind that in the name of Jesus. But when we shut the devil up, right? When we just say, shut up, devil, because sometimes, not sometimes, all the time, you really have to shut the devil up. When he try to put thoughts into your mind and into your head, you just have to be like, shut up. That's not true. Shut up. Get thee behind me, Satan. When we shut the devil up and just hone in on God's word by applying it to our lives, then we get to live the full, abundant life that Christ died to secure for us. Did you hear what I just said? When you just shut the devil up and hone in on God's word, get your Bible out and read it and hone in on it. And like I said yesterday, don't just study it for memorization, but begin to apply it to your life. Like do what it says do. Be a doer. Don't just read it and memorize it and you know, for the test to post on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. You know, don't just do that so people can like what you posted. No, apply that thing to your life. Once you do that, you start living the abundant life that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ died to secure for you, for me. We get to live that life. He died so that we can live an abundant life. So here are a few scriptures and hope words that stood out to me this morning as I was reading the book of Proverbs. So I'll let you know if it's a hope word or if it's a actual scripture. But the hope words are derived from the scriptures. I'm learning that. So if you have your Tony Evans Study Bible like me, if you don't, like, consider getting the Tony Evans Study Bible because it is so, y'all, it is so good. Like, this Bible has really changed my life. You know, like, all Bibles, I'm sure, can change our lives. But you want a Bible that you can relate to as far as understanding, you know, like the words, the translations you can understand. And I will say, you don't just need one Bible. You need a Bible dictionary. You know, you got the concordance. You got all kind of things that you can use as tools to really help you understand the word of God. So don't be afraid to invest in the things that you need in order to understand the word of God, because the word of God is like the manual on life. Like, we, again, walk around trying to figure things out, going to people, you know, that we don't even know if they study the word of God or not. Like, I ain't about to listen to you if you don't read your word. I'm sorry. Y'all know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing it. It's not going to be my thing. I'm not listening to you if you're not reading the word. Like, you could be a wise person, but wise secularly or wise just from experiences of your life. But I need you to couple that with the word of God. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just be giving me wisdom because, oh, I've been doing this for a long time and I know that's how you do it. Nah, because you could have been doing it wrong for a long time. Okay. Long and wrong. Okay. Long and wrong. But anyway, here are a few scriptures and hope words that stood out to me this morning. And I pray that what you will do is grab your Bible and open it up and allow the Holy Spirit to talk to you through conversation from the word of God. Because that's how we hear from God as well, is through his word, right? Yes. Okay. So here we go. This first one is hope words. God can accomplish in a moment what would take years on your own. Seek him and his path. Watch him open the doors to your destiny. Isn't that good, y'all? God can accomplish in a moment what would take years on your own. Like, he could change your situation just like that. You could be poor today, right? At 10 in the morning, and at 10:15, you could be rich. At 10:01, you could be rich. Like, your whole situation can change. He can accomplish in a moment what would take years on your own. So if you're trying to figure out how to do something, seek him. Seek God and his path. And then watch him with your eyes. Open your eyes and watch him open the doors to your destiny. I'm a living witness of that. I am a living witness of that. God has accomplished so much in my life over the last year. It is amazing. Things that would have taken me years to do, he's done in a moment. Like, things have shifted immediately. Okay, let's keep going. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, know him. Some translations say, in all your ways, acknowledge him. But my Bible says, in all your ways, know him. In all your ways, know him. In everything that you do, know him. And he will make your path straight. Now, I live in Mississippi, and y'all know we got a little song, M.I., crooked letter, and we love the crooked letter, I don't know why it is, but it's like you just get a little bounce in your step, crooked letter, I, you know what I'm saying, but I don't want to be on no crooked path, and being in Mississippi does not mean I'm on a crooked path, even though we have that little rhyme to help people remember how to spell the long state of Mississippi. But I don't want to be on a crooked path. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, know him, and he will make your paths straight. The Holy Spirit, the Lord will make your path straight. You could be on a crooked path, crooked letter I, crooked letter, crooked. You could be on four crooked paths and he will make your paths with an S, plural, straight. Every path that you're on, he will make it straight. Whether it's your marriage, whether it's your children, whether it's your career, your love, whatever it is, your relationships, your friendships, he can make all the crooked ones straight. When you trust in him with all your heart, trust in him. That means you rely on him. That means in totality, you are completely relying on him the same way you rely on a chair to hold your butt up when you sit in it, right? The same way you lie on your bed and know that it's going to stay up. That's how he wants you to trust him completely. That's Proverbs 3:5-6. Here we go. Let's keep going. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first produce of your entire harvest. So that means if you honor the Lord with your possessions, the things that you have, and with the first produce of your entire harvest, that means, you know, some people be like, oh, tithes, that's from the Old Testament, blah, blah, blah. Listen, I'd rather do something I'd rather be obedient to the Old Testament than not be obedient to no testament, okay? I'd rather be a testament to the Old Testament than not have a testimony to no testament, okay? You get what I'm saying on that? So it says honor, okay, here we go. This Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with your possession and with the first produce of your entire harvest. So that means you give the Lord your first, just like you give him your first moments of the day. When it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, like when you first wake up, but when your eyes open up, thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking me up this morning, Lord. I acknowledge you. Literally, that's all you got to say. I don't know. Like, sometimes we can make stuff be so difficult and it's not, but just wake up and like, Lord, I acknowledge you as the one who woke me up. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for who you are. Like, that is seeking him first. And then with your first produce, what are you producing? You give the Lord the first of it. Okay. Whether you tithe or just sow a seed, just give it. You give the Lord your first. You give it to the Lord, like to the local church, to a place that it can be used by God. Yes. Okay. That's Proverbs 3:9. When it is in your power, don't withhold good from the one to whom it belongs. That means if it's in your power to give something away, to be good to somebody, don't withhold that. Don't hold that back. Don't be stingy like, I'll do that later. Don't procrastinate. Don't do that. Like, that literally happened to me this week. Like, I was impressed to do something for someone and I took too long to do it. And then when I found out what had happened in their life that day, I was like, see, I was supposed to be the one that made it where that thing didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? So if the Lord tell you to bless somebody, bless them. If he tell you to feed somebody, feed them. If he tells you to pay a bill for somebody, pay the bill. Okay, just do that. All right. The Lord hates six things. In fact, seven are detestable to him. These are the things: arrogant eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that plots wicked schemes, feet eager to run to evil, a lying witness who gives false testimony, and one who stirs up trouble among brothers. He detests those things. Okay, that's Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. Let's go to another hope word. Wisdom is the willingness and ability to apply spiritual truths to life's realities. Wisdom, this is what wisdom is the willingness, that means you willing to do it, and the ability, that means you are able to apply spiritual truths to life's realities. That's what wisdom is. Let's keep going. Proverbs 12:4. I love this particular proverb because I found it as I was cross-referencing from a Proverbs 31 woman. Yes, I am a Proverbs 31 woman. And so as I was reading it and making a confessional as a Proverbs 31 woman, it took me back to Proverbs 12:4, which says, a wife of noble character is her husband's crown. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's so good, right? A wife of noble character is her husband's crown. So my husband to be, the crown on his head will be my noble character. Isn't that so good? Oh, I just love that. Proverbs 14:1 says, every wise woman builds her house, but a foolish one tears it down with her own hands. We don't want to be foolish, right? Proverbs 13:20 says, the one who walks with the wise will become wise, but a companion of fools will suffer harm. Y'all, don't be hanging out with no fools, okay? Don't be hanging out with fools, right? If you walk with the wise, you're going to become wise. But if you be hanging out with the foolish, you're going to suffer harm. It's real simple. Look, Proverbs just, it's simple. And finally, this is the last one. God has your tomorrow covered. Even though you haven't been there yet, he's got the plan. Isn't that good? God has your tomorrow covered, even though you haven't been there yet. Even though Sunday hasn't come yet for me, God has already covered it. He's got the plan. Y'all, I know this conversation with Holy Spirit is going to be an ongoing one because I didn't even cover all of Proverbs. Like, I didn't even cover all of it. Like, there's so much just so much, even in just chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Like, all the chapters have so much in them. But these are just a few that popped out to me during my conversation with the Lord this morning. And I encourage you to turn to Proverbs and start having your own conversation with the Holy Spirit about wisdom and knowledge. Y'all, stop trying to figure out what's already been worked out and written for you to read what to do. I'm going to say that again because I know somebody missed it. And this repeating of it is going to help you get it. Stop trying to figure out what's already been worked out and written for you to read what to do. All right, y'all, that's another episode in the books for On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but here are your assignments for today. Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? What did he say? What did y'all talk about? Did y'all talk about the book of Proverbs? What book of the Bible did you and the Holy Spirit talk about this morning? What did y'all talk about in your conversation? And number two, what's your favorite scripture in Proverbs? What's your favorite scripture? Write it down. Have a conversation with the Lord about the book of Proverbs. Like, open the book of Proverbs. You're going to get so much insight on what to do. Okay? Don't y'all be listening to this podcast. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what. Don't you do that. You better not. Listen. Don't you be listening to this podcast every day and your life not getting better and better and better. Don't just hear me. Apply what the word of God says. Okay? Do what the word of God says do. Talk to people who are wise. Have conversations with wise people. But most importantly, have a wise conversation by talking to the Holy Spirit every single day. That's what I'm doing. I hope that's what you're doing too. Thank you for listening, and I will catch you on tomorrow. Yes, Sunday segment, your conversations with God, our conversations with God, but I got a nice little surprise for you on tomorrow. So make sure you tune in, okay? All right. I love you guys. Bye.